You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. We're live on Purple Haze Radio. Welcome. And it is a early 4:20 in the morning. And I'm feeling real good today because I have some really cool guests with me and Pony today.
Man, we got some special guests. What's up, Perritos? Wake up.
Wake up.
The dream is over, Perritos.
We gotta
The dream is over. Wake up. Wipe the corn out your eyes. Wipe all the sand out your eyes. Get your ass up, Perritos.
Bring out your favorite nugs. Come smoke with us.
Man, I got some new nugs on deck. Oh, that song is such waking. That's like a little beat that you get up to in the morning. You scratch your weevils. Stretch.
And you got to do what you got to do. But today we have the pleasure of DJ Sneak being in the house with us.
DJ Sneak in the motherfucking
Thank
house.
You. And we got one another
from Chicago.
Chi-town. Steak, weed, and house music.
That's right. All day.
Nothing
Hashtag
better.
Hashtag that shit right now.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it.
What up, and, Sneak?
And?
Nothing, man.
And we got none other but another artist in his own right.
In his own right.
One of my sponsors, some bomb ass.
A champion in oil.
International.
International. We're not talking about just a U.S. cannabis cup. We're not talking about California or one state or this. This motherfucker has been doing it in countries. In countries all over the world. And we're going to talk about this amazing products and different flavors that he brought to honor not just us, but DJ Sneak with some fire.
Bless.
Man, right now we are on some of that, and plus DJ Sneak brought us some wedding cake.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
And some Mac.
The Mac.
And you know, let's Sneak explain a couple things, because a lot of the people out here listening in the cars all over America early in the morning, coming in and listening to homes and stuff like that, not everyone has the luxury to know all the different things that go down in all these recreational states.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People, it's like, wedding cake? Are they bringing an actual cake on the set? Like, what is actually going on? What are you talking about, wedding cake? Because there are so many strains. There are so many genetics popping out all over the country, but one of the popular ones that you see around now is called the wedding cake. So why don't you give us a little breakdown of what it is? Is it a hybrid, sativa, indica? What are we rocking with the wedding cake?
All I know is that it's tasty as fuck.
Tasty as fuck.
Yeah.
It is, bro.
It's not the one being sold in the stores. This is a personal breeder, grower friend of mine. But this is like real wedding cake.
Bro, this is about fucking getting everything and eating your cake too.
Yep.
This cake right here is awesome, my nuggets. This wedding cake. If you could tell it was grown right by not only the look, not only the pungent ass good smell, but when you smoke it and you inhale it, you taste it. And guess what? When you exhale it, you taste it too, Perrito.
That's what's good.
You guys got to take a taste of this.
Yeah, try it.
When it's down to the road, Tony.
Let's pass it. Wait. No. I believe, is there some nugs in that little jar over there? Some cake? I got to take a bong hit of that. You see, because...
OG badass. Love it.
Badass OG.
We got some badass OG going on.
That strain we have worldwide as well.
That smells
good. Badass OG. That is a worldwide strain.
That's in Ibiza, Barcelona.
Yep.
It's in Ibiza with Milo from Big Buddha Seeds.
Props to Big Buddha Seeds. Hey, Milo, I love you. You know that we wrote a song for them called Buddha.
Yeah.
It's nothing like some Buddha. Cheese to get you in the mood. Please, but you got to have Buddha money. Because I'm Buddha blessed. And he loved that song because... He gifted me and Fuzzy the biggest nug of Buddha cheese.
Yeah.
We're in Amsterdam, and right away, when I smoked that big fat joint of that Buddha cheese.
Cheese, amazing.
Bro, it inspired me, and that day I rode the hook, and then Fuzzy, we just started riding, and when we got back to America, We did it up. It's awesome. And much props to
that. Yeah, we also have it out in Barcelona with the Ripper Seed Boys. With
the Ripper Seed Boys.
Jaime and David out of Ripper Seed Boys. They won some awards out there at Spanibus with this badass OG.
Really? Yeah. That is awesome. Like, man, my props over there. We'll be there soon, España. We will be there.
When is Spanibus? It's in March, right?
It's in March, Spanibus. We got to go over there and represent. Mighty Marlos will be there to perform. I'm telling you, one of these companies is going to have us come, and we're going to be ready to perform. Para toda la gente, we're also talking to all the people that are listening worldwide in Espanol, in Inglés. Bienvenidos todos
a they're sitting around.
Property, a pop power,
you know it. And the thing is we're sitting around. We got all kinds of things going on here. We got rigs going. We got bong going. We got a joint going. We got all kinds of various things. What are you smoking on this morning? Are you hitting a pipe? Are you springing a little keef on that bowl?
Yep.
What do you got going on? Let us know. But I'll let you know what we're doing.
Right now, we're smoking
some good shit. That's for sure.
Some bomb shit, my nuggets. As you can see on the video, we got some shit lined up. Nectar Sector, dubbed as the world's best nectar.
World best oil. And let's, you know, just to give people, again, a little bit of education. Could you explain what oil is to the layman and literally what the couple of differences are? Maybe explaining what live resin or this.
You know
what I mean? Because people are so confused. They don't know. Everybody say, I got wax. I got this. I got that. And people don't even, I think sometimes people don't even know what the fuck they're saying, what they are.
What is live resin?
And like somebody says, oh, I got some live resin. And you're like, how does somebody know if somebody's full of shit or not? But educate my people out here a little bit.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of experience and trial and error as far as like knowing the difference between live resin, nectar, trim runs.
But what is it? What is, explain
resin
is oil.
Fresh frozen extracted extractions. Nectar is nug run, just straight nug run, dried material. The trim run would be trim, baby nugs or trim, large trim, stuff like that.
So essentially it's squeezing out the oil out of the plant without it even having any like chemicals done to try to, you know, to excrete it out,
yeah,
right?
So we got with the material, you'll have plant matter, which is polar matter, and non-polar matter, which is pure THC. So you're just extracting all the non-polar out, and that's what this is, non-polar THC concentrate extract. We're extracting stuff in America, all over, worldwide, doing stuff, other extractions that people are extracting for makeups, they're extracting for fruits, all kinds of stuff. This is just a marijuana extraction.
So why don't we talk a little bit about, if you get a chance, you guys can check us out. Go to Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio on Facebook Live, and you're going to actually get to see the videos of what we got going on. So you're wondering if you think, I don't think those guys are smoking. I don't know what those guys are doing. They're saying they're passing around all these joints, doing all this shit, but actually that is what's going down. And today, usually on our table, you can see the big Purple Haze Radio logo that like blesses this area that we smoke in every time we do our shows. But now it's very happily covered in oil, in what we call slabs of oil. And you have this whole entire table looks like these golden, beautiful, almost you could bring it up to the light and shine it through, and you could see through the motherfucker. And that's when you really know you got good oil.
Slabs,
you
know?
Hey, what was that link again? Like Purple Haze?
It's Purple Haze on, if you go on Purple Haze Properties on Facebook, and if you go to Purple Haze Dash Radio on Facebook, you'll get to see the live Facebook videos that we do.
We're
on live early in the morning, though.
Sneak, man, and hey, man, Jerry, like I said, so the difference, what is live resin, or how do you say it when they say rosin? You got now the way.
Is there a difference between rosin and live resin? What is the difference? Like, what does that mean?
Rosin is non-solvent, so that's
pressed, huh?
There's multiple ways. Cold, you could do cold water. You could do the press. You could do quite a few different ways to do rosin. Uh-huh. It's all No butane, no CO2, nothing like that.
I think that's the best. You don't think? Yes, I think that's the best.
But you can't do bulk. That's why they have the giant machines, though. The scientific machines are also really good, too. I mean, like, I would think, right, or no. I mean, what's your opinion on that? The big, giant extraction machines that are doing its thing, especially, like, the ethanol. Like those big ethanol machines that are still using a solvent, but they're using something that's not like butane.
For commercial use, some of those things might make sense.
Yeah.
But once you get down to the heady stuff or the stuff that we want to consume, those are usually done in smaller increments.
Sure.
That makes the real terpy, exclusive, rare stuff.
So you think when stuff goes through a mass process, it actually loses what the terpiness, and for those that don't know on the radio who are like kind of just getting this education by listening to us in the morning, when we're talking about terpenes, we're talking about the flavor that you taste when you taste weed. So if you get a fruity flavor or something citrus or
like
something earthy,
tangy, yeah, you stuff, know, yeah. You fruity guava, you guys are responsible for guava, yeah.
You know,
guava, shoreline. Shoreline's a big one in Amsterdam that we do out there. It's a real, like, a pineapple, sweet flavor. Mm. Everyone, once they taste it, they'll never forget about it.
I never forgot about it.
It's a real exclusive, tasty.
Oh, straight. Man. And Sneak's got a giant motherfucking joint.
Is that another wedding cake?
I always said joint. And it's got a glass tip.
This is the max.
Now, I enjoy the glass tip.
The Mac or the Mac?
The glass tip is really fucking...
Return of the Mac.
When I'm smoking on the yard. All right, so now I'm feeling we have to do a change up because of this thing. If you just gave me someone who influenced you as far as musically, a song that you just could pump, you know, drop on Spotify and just pull up and shit, what would you pick to just
right
smoke?
Now?
Yeah, right now, just on the hip, just so... just a regular song, nothing
like
DJ.
Like a song that you would, you know, that you,
you
probably,
could go back.
It doesn't have to be house.
That you just want anybody of the generations to feel like a little education while we smoke this conga fucking joint that you put out here.
The Mac.
Give me a song.
Give me like a minute.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let you do that.
I'm going to play. We're smoking on the Mac.
What song is that? What song is that?
Return of the Mac.
Oh, my God.
What's it?
That was a jam, ain't it? I think we should do a remake. Bam, 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 bam.
What's the actual song, though?
It's called Return of the Mac.
Okay, Return. Return of the Mac. CNG Street Mix. Or we got Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
That's it.
All right. Let's hear
it. Return of the Mac. Right, oh, yeah.
A little background music while we take this one down. That's when it. I remember that one. He's thinking.
That's it right here, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo. That cut.
We got that, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's slide it up, pass it around. And then I think we're definitely going to smoke some oil for sure. All this fabulous oil. So, what are some of the flavors we got going on here?
The flavors we got here today is we got right there on the far end, we got sour lemon, live resin. Then we have sour lemon nug run, sour lemon nectar. This one right here is badass CBD.
Yeah,
nice.
That right there is a badass OG cross with a Juanita La Reina. This one right here is Juanita La Reina. We brought this one from Barcelona.
Juanita La Reina from Barcelona.
We got badass OG in the far corner over there.
Wow.
Badass OG live resin.
Damn. We're going to be trying out kind of stuff.
You got to taste it.
That shit tastes like champagne, dog.
You got to taste it.
I'm
going
to try that, okay?
I swear, dog. That shit's crazy. The Mac.
Mm.
Yo, Rue Boy. That's the source, yo. Rue Boy, my boy.
Real clean, smooth taste. That sounds great.
Yeah, you know it.
It should taste good.
Ready.
Well, I was talking about the background. The background was going down right there with you.
Yeah.
Lie to me.
Getting high with me.
Get high with me. Here on the Wake and Bake and Wake Bake Show.
Get high with me.
Get high.
Cause I do, do, do.
Mike Morrison, that was a jam, dog.
That was some shit right there. What's, which one were you thinking?
Check it out.
What's the one you want?
It's a newie, right?
Me,
it's
anyone new you want. Any
it's on Spotify right. or no?
Yeah, it's got to be Spotty. What do you want?
It's called No FX.
No.
Oh, EFX. Sorry. No Worries.
No Worries.
And the song's called Drugs, but double O.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, No Worries, and it's called, what's the group called?
Drugs, but double O.
Drogas.
Drugs.
Okay, so, drugs.
Yeah. Remember? Bobby O.
So, wait. When I search, what do you type in?
Baby sorry. O. NX Worries.
What is it?
NX.
NX? NX Worries?
Oh. NX Worries. Like, no
wake
worries.
Wake your guys' ass up already, man. Eat your jam.
I'm too hot today. Oh, my God. Oh, here you go. Droogs. Oh, I see. Droogs. D-R-O.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so where do they grow their smack at? That's what I want to do. Good. Where is it?
Let's get the droogs out here.
S-F-E?
D-R-O-O-G-S. Droogs. Ah, here we go.
I think my boy's on the name Rude Boy.
There we go. All right.
He's called the Mac. Yeah, the Mac. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's his, but he recently got it back, and he played that song when he got it back.
Yeah.
And now
it's here. Just play that shit. Just play it.
Yeah. Play that shit.
Yeah, I like that. Nice. Yep. Thank you guys for being here on the wonderful, warm, and beautiful day that we have here on the West Hollywood Strip. Kicking it, kicking it. Smoking it, chilling it. Well, my boy Pony, my boy Sneak, and the ultimate of concentrates here, the Nectar Collector King. That's what I'm talking about. Enjoying this beautiful weather. I hope you guys are having a nice day wherever you guys are. And just always remember, it's always good to have some happiness in your life. You know, it's always good to have some good energy.
Just be happy, buddy, that you're living and you're smoking marijuana and you're making money. Make money and be successful.
If someone's yapping in your ear, bugging you, if you got a boss that's like bugging you, don't worry about it. When you get on your break, go fucking smoke some weed.
That's right.
Tastes so good, right? We're trying some good stuff here today. We got the Mac.
You guys are welcome to try any of the dabs too.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is actually let's get some dabbing going. What do we want to try today?
Why don't Sneak try some of this Juanita Laredo?
All right, Sneak.
Juanita.
But Pony and I will try. Let's just make some shit happen.
Yeah, I'll try.
We got to make shit happen. We're here with these slabs of oil. I almost feel like.
What do you mean?
Oh my god! What am I gonna do? Let's do it.
I'm not gonna wait. I've been dabbing this shit for 3 days and I still love it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. All right, come on, let's try.
Okay, buddy. Which one do you suggest?
He wants the Juanita Lorena. That's what we want to try today.
Juanita Lorena.
And can you explain it to me? Could you tell us what it's about?
Yeah.
What is
Juanita Lorena is a highest CBD that me and my buddy Dara from Amsterdam did a lot of research, and we discovered it right there. That guy, he's a mad scientist when it comes to growing. He's done a lot of amazing things. This stuff right here is the combination that creates a cannabitonic is one strain called Juanita, another strain called La Reina. So when we brought it out here, instead of calling it cannabitonic, the cannabitonic is from resin seeds. Got to give them a lot of credit. It's really, really good stuff. We went ahead and renamed it. We selected our phenotype, and this is our pheno. It's Juanita La Reina.
And explain to people the healing qualities of Juanita Lorena and the difference that it is than what people just smoke oil and get super high from. You know what I'm saying?
This right here is a pure CBD, so it's more for the body. It's not to get you high. It's more of a energetic high, or energetic punch.
That's great. And it helps with so many inflammation, right? All yes, kinds of stuff yes, it could yes, help. Like, but let's talk about the healing qualities, because people just wonder. They think, oh, yeah, man, you guys just getting high. You're always smoking this oil. You're always smoking all this stuff. And that's all what it's all about. And people don't understand that that's not what it's all about.
No, it's not. Well, no, it's not. About getting high, too, and relaxing.
This, yeah. This is of the course, stuff that we want to give for, like, cancer. A lot of different people suffering.
People with epilepsy.
Yes, a lot of stuff. A lot of people get stabbed, get shot. They got to heal. People get burned. Anything. All kinds of different situations. People trying to be able to heal in certain ways and get stuck on the pills. This will get them off the pills.
Yeah, that's great. Because people getting, you know, there's a lot of addiction in America. You're talking about all the people that are hooked on Oxycontin and all these different drugs, and it's a shame that they take that and they get hooked, and then when they want to get off of it, what happens? Their stomach hurts, they start getting feeling queasy inside, they start feeling sick, and they feel that the only way they can get better is by taking that pill again, and then that does all this damage to your body and liver and all these different things. When here is a natural plant. That you're question. Talking about. Yeah, go ahead, man. For
I
sure.
Have a question. Is there a different way of ingesting that without the whole dabbing thing?
Yeah, you could eat it.
Yeah. You could eat that. You know what I mean? That, I'm sure it's really beneficial. And like, I want to put my mom on it and stuff like that. But if she'll look at this, she'll be like, what is that?
I have pills. You know we make them in pill form.
Yeah?
Yeah, there are lots just of people like that take that same extract and then they put that in a pill. All
right. Yep.
That's all exactly right. What happens.
You could always just simply put that on your joint, you know? Right. Throw it on your joint.
A lot of people do that. They'll take a little sliver of it, and they'll take a little trail around it and put it on a joint.
The old school way, I mean, as I travel, I see a lot of people don't have rigs. It's hard to carry all this extra tools around.
Yeah.
So I just throw it on my blunt, throw it on my joint, and it does the job.
Okay. We all have a lot of sick mothers. We all have a lot of sick family members that are on pills, have been on pills for years, morphine. A lot of us can't talk like my mom. I couldn't talk to my mom on account that she was on morphine, bro. The whole thing is, imagine talking to somebody that you know brought you up, your mother, your father, and you can't converse with them.
Yeah.
You can't converse with them because you're comatose from the morphine.
Yeah, and that's what and that, right
I had a fucking milk of that shit, bro.
Yeah,
this is true fact. You give your mom on the sneak and try the best. Try it, do it for your mother. You know I'm telling you, for your whoever, your tia, your abuelita, whoever needs it. Real talk, bro. Sneak it one way or the other, like the pill form, of course. Yeah. The elderly ain't gonna. There's just no way I'm gonna give abuelita. She can't even move her hands to give her a dab. I can't do that. But like you said,
another form is a tincture.
The tinctures.
Those are really well, too.
Tinctures
a lot of people
great.
That can't smoke, can't vape,
tinctures?
Nothing.
Yeah, of
they
course.
Put in a tincture form.
Tincture.
Yeah. Tinctures
that,
are the best.
That's really cool good stuff for you.
Good stuff.
Because like I said, man, these people have been killing off our people for years, pills. You know what I mean, bro? I didn't know how many people took pills like that.
Yeah. Tons.
And alcohol.
But for a while, I was dumbfied because it was, you know why? I was always used on, even back home, I was always used to somebody having a medicine. Oh, if they got a medicine thing with their name on it, or someone's name on it, it's safe. It's the doctor prescribed it. The doctor prescribed that thing, so it's got to be good. That's a fucking bullshit ass shit that, remember, again, doctors are practicing medicine. They're practicing. They haven't mastered.
And there's a lot of stuff that doctors, there's a lot of stuff that doctors are learning or stuff that they can't learn because of regulations and understanding and doing all that stuff. Yes. So the thing is that the more people get to get educated about that stuff, that's why so many states in the United States are becoming
not only that, but like my parents' age, their generation were blasted with like propaganda that weed was
bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, big time. Oh, so, you yeah, know, when you bring course. It up to them, sometimes and, they'll and be like, well, like a, Mexican. Yeah. Am I going to feel guilty about doing that shit? Even though it might be good for me, am I going to feel guilty well, about it?
Look and at, look now at, I have to look explain. At Pony, look at Pony, right? Yeah. Let's just take a perfect example here.
Yeah.
And his band, Los Marihuanos, Los right? Marihuanos. Los Marihuanos. Yeah, it's been around for, what, 16, 17 years?
Well, 99. Right?
A long time, right?
Yeah.
But took on the name that now in the Spanish religion, when you call it marijuana,
you
now people that are, the people, yeah, people that are English don't understand what this means. It was like a characterization of the older people saying, oh, you're a marijuana. That means you're just a fucking negative thing because you smoke weed. You're a pothead. That's it. You know? And he embraced that, which is pretty cool. But he's my tears in him,
you say, pinche marihuanos, get away from the porch. Yeah. Go to the garage with
smells
that shit.
Smells over here, yeah.
Get sure, little marihuanos, so I just took the name Los Marihuanos. And,
yeah.
And believe it or not, Sneak was there before. Hey, you want to get some trivia? Some trivia for you, my nigga.
Lay it down.
Sneak, back then, was... What were you doing? He's not, you know, this guy is not only a dope ass DJ and house producer, music producer, but he's also a dope ass DJ and a dope ass artist. Like artist, drawing, graph, graffiti artist, airbrush artist extraordinaire to another level. I'm not talking about your bubble letters, my nigga. So you go to a flea market, hey, will you put my name, my girlfriend, me, my girlfriend Ron and Lisa in bubble letters? No, he was doing fucking dope-ass art on shirts. From there to become one of the baddest motherfucking DJs. But let me tell you, before then, he was selling my mixtapes.
Let me ask you, Sneak, though. You do some old school shit. You mix it up with the new. What's the style?
I do everything, man. I do everything. I started as a house, like when they
house
did house
DJ,
parties,
like the house parties, yeah, and old shit school like that. Shit. Yeah, hell yeah.
To then moving up and doing school dances, and then I did weddings for a long time. Man.
Weddings is
that's how I made money. And shit.
I used to DJ back in the day, college and
that's
schools
how you
and
the bills,
shit.
Man. You know what I mean? You
do I did weddings it more for fun. Weekend.
Yeah,
I did it more for fun in college. Yeah. That's my side hustle. Yeah. That was my money right there.
I did a lot of Spanish weddings too. So it was fun, man, because they would have the band.
Fun as shit.
They want the
and
DJ.
Then they want the DJ.
Right?
Was
so you know what I mean? Like, so I had good...
in Chicago.
Yeah. And then after that, like, I got into retail, and like when we met, I was working at record stores, man.
And he would sell, he would tell you of my, hey, my mixtape.
Yeah.
My letters, I came up with a thing called CMV when I was mixing hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I can say that I'm an actual vinylist, true vinylist from back in the day that mixed on wax and vinyl. And came up and I went up to my homie and I said, look, man, I did these two tapes. And he's like, he goes, you know what, man? Instead of you copying them in one tape to another tape deck, you know you could take that one tape and you take it and they could make 1,000 or 2,000. I go, really? Oh, man. I caught on real quick. Started to, they told me you could sell them at the store, and with the store where he was working at.
And we're talking about motherfucking tapes. Tapes.
I didn't say cassettes.
Cassettes, regardless. For all you guys that don't even remember or don't even know, because this is all these millennials out there don't even know. Let's go through the era of what was even before that was the big ass A-track. That like our parents had in the car, this big ass giant thing that they had to stick into the fucking car. And then when they came up with the cassette, people were like, holy shit, that thing is way smaller. That thing's fly. That thing is going to be the
cases,
shit.
Man. They had cases for tapes. They had 20 tapes of your baddest shit in your car. Man.
And now motherfuckers can do millions of downloads. But imagine if it was millions of tapes.
Bro.
And it was actual physical tapes.
Well, we were part of the mixtape. Real mixtape era. Not what they call mixtapes today. Today a mixtape is they put a couple songs together and there's a guy in the mix. Yeah, what's up? You know, Jeezy in the house.
No, back in the day, mixtapes was all kinds of song collaborations, shit, people to dance. Yeah.
And the thing was that, like, you know, everybody had gone generic and made generic names for their shit, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This dude came with CMB, Cash Money Brothers, artwork, like graffiti shit. I was like, I'm into this shit. Look, it looked great just looking at it. So when I heard it, I was like,
yeah,
we don't have one mixtape that has like this sound. So
yeah.
We sold thousands of them.
I think this is awesome knowledge today, but I also think that we're neglecting all this other giant slabs of oil here. So let's talk about another.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about another oil right here.
I want you guys to try it. Try it.
Which one we
I'm
got?
Ready. I want to. All
right. So we tried the Juanita. What else? What's number two? What are we gonna choose?
I would say try the Badass OG.
And then what are others do we have? Let's tell everybody the whole selection that's out there.
And
so
as
they
you're telling them, I'm going to dab each one.
Yeah.
We got Badass OG right
first
here.
One.
Badass OG. That's the first one. That's the first one.
Okay, then we got Juanita La Raider right here.
Uh-huh.
Let me get a dab of that. Can you help me, my nigga?
What's next? Keep going.
We got the Badass CBD.
Badass CBD.
Then we got the Sour Lemon.
Sour
Nug Run.
Lemon Nug Run. And what else do we have?
Next is the Sour Lemon Lime Resin. Yeah.
Sour Lemon Lime Resin. Oh, that's what I want. I want that motherfucker at the end. I want that Sour Lemon Lime Resin. That sounds very loving right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah. He's like doing like this a swirl technique.
You did.
We have the intern. Our intern, one of the interns for the radio station, is now very elegantly putting the dab together.
It's usually about approximately 1 pound of material we're making.
Let's get this going.
Wow.
Like a taco on a Tuesday
morning.
Sometimes
this might be a 1 pound split in half or something like that.
Here we go. I'm going to try this one. Which one now? We can dab one. Which one's that one?
That was a Badass OG.
I want that lemon, sour lemon, delicious. Point to him. My thing.
That's at the very end.
Oh,
here we go, Pedritos.
Go in my office.
I'm at the sector.
And grab my little dabber that's on my Death Star. My Death Star guy. Bring my little beast in.
Yoo-hoo. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Dabbing. Salud, everybody. Salud. Here we go. Nectar Sector. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's time to get dirty.
Would you end up putting these things in like pens too? Like the
vape pens?
Yeah, the vape
pens. Just load it up for me.
I haven't got into that yet. This market keeps me really busy. And, I'm just trying to dedicate my stuff to this type of market.
I do the
crumbles and the cookies and the shatters.
Yeah.
I have a lot of girlfriends that love pens.
What do you think? Was that good?
Fucking fantastic.
I want the one that I picked. I know that shit's gonna be fire.
We're like kids to die.
Which one was
I want you? I want that.
Oh hell yeah.
I want you.
I want it all. I want it all.
I want the red, white, and blue pop.
Smell that, beast. Yeah, so. Right? Is this good?
I got an hour.
Tell him that's my.
Yo, I can sleep that shit off.
That's my favorite one.
I'll be on the mic.
Yo, Cuzzy.
DJ Sneak, make
that's my favorite one. What that? The flavor is. What's the official flavor? Tell him.
Badass OG, right?
No.
Yes, Badass OG.
No, that's not what I want, bro. No. That's not
want,
for me.
Want lemon,
I want the. Which one did I want?
The lemon.
I want the exact full name.
He said he wanted
was,
the lemon.
Yeah. What's the full name?
Oh, you wanted the sour lemon live resin.
Which one's that?
Sour lemon. Point to one. I get that
okay,
one.
Who's
yeah.
that one?
All right. I'm gonna have my cousin enjoy this beautiful piece. Cuz, come on the
come
set
on
here for a second. Nice or early in the morning. He gets up at 5 in the morning.
Bats.
To come work in the office and be a beast.
What up, though, Billy Bats?
Yo, get some Badass OG for us in the room today. I'm going to smoke a little rippy. Because the intern, it was his first day back, and he didn't get the instructions fully. But
it was
good.
Crazy. This white lady put her whole mouth on it.
I got you.
Yeah. So I wiped it off.
I got you, beast.
Hey, why you gotta be black and why you gotta be Mexican?
He was too big. He was partying. He's getting back. He's got holidays on his mind. He was getting too crazy for Hanukkah. That's what goes down. The intern, he messed up my dab. But it's all right. I know.
Fucking guy.
We'll still keep him, though. He's good.
He's cool.
Cuz, you want to keep him or what? The intern, he's all right.
I'm gonna kill both of you guys.
You're cool. I think you're cool, bro. You stay, bro.
You do. We'll keep you.
Actually, I'll vouch for you, homie. Anyway.
Yeah. See, Pony vouches for him. He gets to stay.
Well, that shit tastes so tasty.
I got you. I got you. Come load it properly.
Okay.
Some dabs quite like somebody. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming on Purple Haze Radio. We're definitely
legendary DJ got all Sneak these
DJs. DJ Sneak is going to honor us. He's going to record a couple of sets, hopefully, for us, and we're going to play them.
He is.
We're
going to play. Are you? And
maybe if we're very blessed, we could make DJ Sneak one of our featured DJs at Purple Haze Radio, where there are a bunch of DJs that have been uploading to us some of their favorite recorded sets of all times, and we're playing them live on the air for you guys to listen to and enjoy on the weekends during the days. Check out on Purple Haze Dash Radio, either put the word dash, or for you stoners that just hit the dash button in it, we got purplehaze-radio.com. Check that out. All the featured DJs. See what time we got all of our different things scheduled and time to check out when Pony Show is, all the different shows we got going on, all our featured DJ sets, all our live concerts and music. Yeah, look forward to live Grateful Dead concerts, Fish,
they're all dead, but
original concerts of The Doors, stuff by the Rolling Stones, 311. Check it out. We're going to have such great honorary stuff. And I'm going to try some. I'm going to try this. All right, Pony, I'm going to let you pick just to put our guys to a happy low before we end for the day.
Man, I feel good, man. It feels good. Make sure you follow.
Are you taking that one?
What do you want to freestyle quick for a second, too? Give me a background instrumental. Give me one.
Man, I'll do any house beat. What else instrumental did we have?
Adonis.
Adonis.
No Way Back.
Would they have it? Would they have it?
Adonis.
What Adonis?
No Way Back. All right. Let's do Adonis.
So dabbed out.
There we go.
There's no way back.
There we go.
Hey, yeah, do that. Now this is how it started. My dreams are broken hearted, and I want you, baby.
Do the
nuggie.
Come on, a nug one.
Bro.
What are you doing? Nug. We got 2 minutes. Nug.
My nugget. It's all good. My nugget.
Give a nugget freestyle. One of your free. I said one of your things. No freestyle.
See, I'm not singing. I'm singing, my nugget. Get your ass up. That's how you get your ass up.
You're lost.
He was off. He's not feeling it.
He wasn't gonna do what we wanted to do to end the show.
No,
but
jam
it's all
that beat. That beat is dope right there. That's a
nug freestyle. Go ahead.
Freestyle. Check it out. Pony Boy Smoke Out, no doubt. Showing up, man, quick. Beat. Showing up with DJ Sneak. Over here on Purple Haze Radio. Showing up, man, here we go. Over here on the Mexican Radio. Pony Boy, Purple Haze. Showing up, man, about to blaze. Good morning, good night. Showing up, Lamonti Runnels out of sight. Showing up, I'm up to Purple Haze. Always that Purple Haze. Every day I'm getting blazed. Every day I'm getting blazed. Hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Purple Haze property. Purple Haze Radio, my nuggets, in full effect. Dash Radio, all up in your ear hole, my nuggets. Dash Radio, dash ass or cash. No one rides for free. Ah, you like that shit. You guys owe me $1 million. Good morning, you guys. Yeah.
What That's up, funny, bro? Man. That was great. So thank you, guys, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure. You guys want to just tell us quick, is there a website or anything you want to shout out or anybody you want to shout out to? Let's go. You got a minute to shout it out.
Go ahead.
To follow me, everything is at DJSneak.com.
DJSneak.
Like Sneak. Sneaky.
We got it, baby.
DJ Sneak, 20-year veteran.
Spell it. Yeah, you got
S-N-E-A-K.
It.
S-N-E-A-K.
For our stoners out there.
Well, do it.
And then, my brother, give another quick shout out for yourself.
You can just find us on Instagram at Nectar Sector Concentrates.
Yeah. There you go.
But no matter what, DJSneak.com.
Yeah, DJSneak.com.
Bro. Thank you for waking Biggie with us. You'll see us on the next show. Man, I know there's some people getting to work saying, shit, I can't believe I get into work now. And then there's other people that are just getting up. So we're happy to be with you, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Steak
weed and counseling. Oh,
yeah. You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.